the laws of Shabbos Council?
That's right. Okay, so the first bunch of group of questions, like one basic thing, like the whole is a very string of understanding what book is about. I guess we'll get there when we get there. Sort of.
We starting to talk?
I think I'm going to start from lower down. Number one, I'm going to go to number 11.
1-1.
Huh? That's right, 1-1. Excellent. So, did I get one?
I can't see it.
Sorry.
It's okay.
So, number 11. So, what about Hashem's
Beit? What is the thing that's lost?
Books.
Oh, Hashem.
Money. $1,000.
You found know whose it is?
It's sitting on a bench somewhere. It fell out of his pocket. I guess it's the license to a bummer.
Over with his arrow.
That's what I always say.
Get some money.
We're doing a question over there. You said today's question. There will be a question every day. I have to be a little early with the questions. The chef himself. I thought there were 100 questions, but it didn't happen exactly.
It's like, can you break an Arab? Can you care about an Arab if you don't want to lose your money? No.
Well, I can differentiate.
I can carry something that's not muksa.
I could say like,
maybe not you carrying a chino if you want, right? If worst case scenario, no?
The friend can't even take it. You can't receive it. You can't pick it.
First
up.
Of all, some people make muksa for hefsin. Second of all, yeah, that's a big deal. It's a discussion. If you have a lot of money and. It could be, and you're in a place where you're afraid of people stealing, it could be you carry it home. With the shoe, if you're outside, there are ways to try to get out of it.
I heard Yonatan was lenient in these kinds of, like, a little more lenient, sorry, permissively through the lacha, obviously, but very lenient in terms of his opinion in those kinds of situations, like a fire breaks down in the house, or a person has a lot of, they're going to be losing money from business. And I remember hearing there's a reason wasn't because about a person takes so much time off their day. The main thing is towards kilo. Right?
There's truth to that. It's right. Its own. It's its own sugi though. It's a totally different. It's a different topic. It's a great point. When is going to happen? When we're leading aloha, it's probably not for now. We want to focus on what looks up. But you are right. It's true.
No, I'm saying having to do with Shabbos.
No, it's true. It's not only though. It's not true. There is a global discussion of. When is Rabbi Nachman say that you can be lenient in halacha? There is a whole sikha, it's a whole story, but its own topic. It's a great, great point, though. You're right? And that's what we'll talk about. We'll bring it up.
Maybe
5 or 3 to 4. Because we have 3 minutes of question or so, or something like that. I want to do all 20 today. I don't want to wait. Yes. So I don't know if we actually do, but theoretically, we're going to try.
There's a difference between finding a watch
and finding OB bringing it.
Right? A watch you can pick up and carry if there's an alien.
That's true.
Yeah, that was
it's submitted. I found money. Now here, I am not allowed to carry why for a bidding, for Zerabana. Hashem is a bidding, it's Doraisa.
The Moksa is Zerabana or the carry?
Moksa is Zerabana. It's not in there. It's no problem with Erev talking about. You're right. Erev is its own discussion. But here is Doraisa. Usually, you know, how could it be? I really...
So there's Doraisa, so it's in Zerabana.
That's true. That's certainly true.
So you can carry your watch with or without an AU if you find it.
You have to put it on, maybe.
Yeah.
So watch me, jewelry.
But the AU is not our topic, but you're right. It's true.
Money is a whole different.
Money is the question is, what do you like? How does Muksa deal with in terms of Abida? How do you.
The only thing
I just saw someone that said that you can touch the kids because it's not really the.
You can touch what?
The couch, the money. But it's not really,
but
it's like considered
beautiful.
You're not touching the money.
That's true. I mean,
it's
whatever.
Yeah.
Huh?
I don't know if
they're all like, I'll be sure. What I read, though, was way too loose. So that if you're allowed to move stuff, if you want it to move for a different reason, even if you're the main intention is that you want to move it because you're afraid of the loss of damage, I assume that'd be kind of related to this.
That's one of these questions. That's one of these
That's
questions.
Not related to this so much?
This is a specific question of. I'm not allowed to move this. Does Aveda trump it or not? That's why. The first 9 questions are more from inside. Then there are just other questions that are just interesting to give us a little bit of an idea of what it's about.
So I was talking 11.
Because number 10 is also more shy to the Mishnah Berurah. It can be, it's its own, it's true, it sort of stands alone. Maybe I thought it was more interesting. Anyway, the Chasam Sofer says, he said, it does not, you may not carry a lost object from us. That's what he says.
Was it Moshe?
But Moshe, I don't know if you discussed it. So now we have, we're on question 11.
Did the first one right? Did the first question right?
No, I didn't do anything. Start just start with 11. We can do the, like, again, we can do the first question. There's some very important, we want to have a real understanding of what is Muksa Machlis, right? Muksa Klish Machlisr, exactly. We'll have to, like, we'll see what is that exactly, how does it work, and what are the ramifications of it. That's what we really wanted to, that's the point of these questions. But the question is to get an idea of what is and what isn't, and what can you and what can't you. Again, I'm sorry it didn't come at 3. I'm trying to make it earlier. It's a little time. Whatever, it was ready before 3, but it would have been last night, it would have come in the morning. I'm trying. There's no reason why it shouldn't be that way. So here, I write, you see the book in Abram Sukkot in 7. Anyone has a book in Abram, like, it's from the Mishaburah, but it's good. There's like a difference between Mishaburah and book in Abram. It's like interesting to work out.
It's
what's
the way of walking, so it means that you can't break your stride almost.
That, it sounds like it. It sounds like he's limiting it.
So it's less than just a shinoi.
It
more
sounds
more
like
stringent.
It. So it's Mishaburah, it's Mishaburah, he doesn't say that.
Right.
Bruce is also stealing Mr. Bruce.
He does. He does.
Like, if he's walking fast before, now he's gonna walk slow because he's kind of.
I don't know. He's just gonna kick it as he's walking, as it were. That's what Mugna Brahm says. And as he's walking, sounds here. Well, let's go back to question one. We'll get to question one. Here, the Mugna Brahm says you're allowed to move muksa with your foot derech hiluchol. That means in a manner of walking. Meaning, I'm walking. I see something. Looks like I punted, but it looks like I'm walking. It sounds like.
As you thought, like people do with the rock.
Yeah,
all the time
whatever,
while they're
yeah.
walking, I was kicking that rock.
And whatever it is, I don't know. I honestly don't know. What can you? What can't you? Could go if you need it. It's not so clear.
He doesn't say only though. It's not like he.
It's very strange.
He's not passing,
but
like,
why do you say
Derek
Luko?
If you're right,
Derek Luko would mean you can't like pick it up with your foot and.
First of all, there should be no reason why. You're right. That's a good point. That's a very good, like, theoretically, like, logically, that could work. But the Maisa, if you say there's no Gzera Buksa on foot, which is also a big question, so why can't I pick it up my foot?
Why can't you turn on a light?
That would be an Afkamina of Derech Hilucho.
It's just Gzera for lights. I'm doing something that's possibly the right, so. There is whatever there is. But here, if you say there's no Xer of books with my feet, which also is contested very strongly, because there's totally big argues.
Who says such a thing?
What? That there's no books
with
my feet?
There's no Xer of books with my feet.
No,
Mishnah Berurah is just the only Xer of the
Talmud.
It says it's not called Tiltum.
So it's
not going to run. Now, the proof is the Gemara that brought the Shin Yud, which we're not doing now, but the kids of the Gemara says, you have straw, you have to just lay on it.
Stop for the